Okay, cool. We've had a very, very interesting couple of weeks. I think, well, we're at the end of interstice. Botto has just minted its 12th work, Shadows Beneath Wrought Passages, which is a very interesting Kandinsky piece. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the first Kandinsky mint of the period. Maybe I'm wrong there. I don't think so.
No, you're right.
Interesting. I mean, Kandinsky, I think, was more popular in, was it Paradox, I think, when it was first introduced? But its interest has been waning, and I think SDXL has been dominating the pool recently. But yeah, Botto will select its own mint in this coming week. And I'm sure many of us have realized that there's nothing to actually vote on at the moment in terms of like the voting pool. And we have not so much an alternative voting pool set up, but there's a new thing to play around with. And it's a precursor to Botto's or the DAO's The Lab, which will be featured on the new app. But that's basically helping provide feedback to Botto on its P5.js canvases, which is very interesting. I think we can get into that in a little bit. But yeah, let me run through very quickly. I think Town Hall, talking about the end of interstice and Botto's next mint. We've just done that. A bit of a technical roadmap breakdown and where we are app side. Then we want to talk about P5.js a little bit because it was released yesterday. I believe the curation competition comes to an end tomorrow as well. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Then we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming events of Botto and if we have any time left, a bit on governance. So hopefully the governors of Botto will hop in by then and we can have a bit of a chat or a discussion there. Yeah, so I mean, Botto will select its next mint in the coming 5 days now, I think it is. And that will be the official end to Botto's interstice period. Just as a casual reminder to everyone, each Botto period throughout this calendar year is 13 weeks long, with Botto's making its own selection on the 13th week on the entire pool of fragments that it's created, some of which have been unseen by the DAO. We had a bit of a breakout or a couple of breakout sessions last week when it came to the whole app experience. And Agu and Augustin have already been kind of cracking away as soon as they had wrapped up P5.js, but they've been working on the first sprint of the new app, which is really about setting up the baseline infrastructure, the foundation to the whole new app. We have identified like six sprints, which spans over 24 weeks. The first sprint is really about setting up the voting interface where we'll be able to vote on a sort of feed as opposed to you being offered that binary choice of left or right. We're looking at ways to bake this in so that, you know, that the existing voting experience is still accommodated. But for this new version, we will not launch with that. The whole premise of the new app is that we will launch it in phases, right? So there'll be iterative releases, and the first one will be a new voting app and strictly a new voting app. You won't be able to stake in it. You won't be able to unstake or claim rewards. You can do that through the existing app, but it allows us as a DAO to pretty much experience new things and bug tests and bug fix along the way as we implement new features. So this is a voting interface. You know, you'll be able to vote on the feed. The leaderboard experience will be there. Connecting your wallet, UI will have a new way in which to kind of accommodate how you attribute VP to a certain fragment. We are looking at bringing back a slider for this, just as a bit of a heads up, and we'll see how it goes. You know, we suspect that the experience will be better. The trade-off there is probably a bit of granularity, so you won't be able to specify whether you want to spend, let's say, 231 VP. Right, the slider might set it to 230 VP, and then you actually control the range of your slider. So if anyone's really old school here and listening to this, right, the original slider that was first implemented in Botto, we as voters could only actually attribute a maximum of 100 voting points to any given artwork. So a bit of historical context throughout, I think most of the Genesis period, or I think at least halfway until halfway through the Genesis period, you could only attribute up to 100 votes voting points per fragment. And the slider was the easiest way to accommodate that. But it was a bit finicky on mobile, and we eventually deprecated it when we allowed for more than 100 VP to be spent. So we're looking to bring that back with these so-called ranges, which will be a very interesting experiment. And we'll see how everybody plays around with it. We'll see if we like it as a DAO. And hopefully we do, because I think that eliminates like a lot of voting experience kind of friction. But yeah, I think that's the first main thing. Then we'd move on to, you know, more app interaction, staking rewards, claiming of said rewards. That won't be on the layer two that we spoke about in the previous town hall. Right now, there's a bit of an update. We're scoping out which layer two to bring Botto onto, right? And what contracts to bring onto said layer two. But you will be able to claim your rewards on the layer one on the new app. And then shortly after, hopefully, we've implemented the layer two solution. And we'll also bring hotkeys in to the mix. Right now, when you vote, you can use hotkeys. And you'll be able to use hotkeys in the new app on the second phase, which should follow like within 2 weeks of the first phase, which is the voting interface part. And hotkeys, you know, are entirely programmable by you. It's mainly to accommodate the same, if not better, desktop experience. And we're setting it up in such a way that the platform remembers your hotkeys. So if you change device or you hop onto another desktop, it will remember, you know, what button is what, and you'll have the exact same experience. So we're looking forward to releasing that. It'll give you a lot more control over, you know, how you interact with Botto and how maybe how quickly or how slowly or how measured you interact with Botto, which will be very cool. And then shortly after that, we'll introduce quests. And quests is the precursor to collectibles that you can earn from said quests. And I won't get too much into that. And then we are looking to basically rebuild the gallery voting experience natively into the app. There'll be a different gallery experience on the artist section of the site where you can browse fragments from any given period. But that app experience will be probably more akin to what we are currently used to, but in a much more responsive, quite literally responsive way. So we're really looking forward to that. And then there'll be user profiling, where you can do much more with your existing folders and also have more granular control over how you actually curate your own profile. So anyone participating in the curation competition will have a lot of content to play around with for their own profile. And then this bridges forward to probably, it's part of that sixth sprint, but data visualization, which is a much clearer presentation of your impact on Botto and how your interactions compare with others within the DAO or even within like subgroups within the DAO. So that's pretty much the first six sprints that we have set up. There are more things on the way as well. I saw Firehat yesterday mention delegating wallets. That is on the roadmap, but not in the first six. So just as a heads up, just to manage expectations there, but it will come. So that's a bit of like a bit of a product-based, platform-based update. We are really looking forward to seeing how we experience the new app, and I'm really keen on all of us kind of getting a feel for the new voting interface, because I think, and we'll see that, we'll probably see some feedback from P5JS, because P5JS, you know, you're voting on one individual artwork, and that is one of the fundamental shifts that we would actually make. But yeah, curious to see everybody's response to it. You know, we're looking at like 4 to 6 weeks here. But yeah, looking forward to it. I think, I wonder what else was on the list. I forgot our own list for this week. Yeah, I mean, I also wrote down like key considerations that we had to make, but I think I've kind of gone through them. One thing I will also mention actually with the platform is that one major consideration we've had to kind of think about is how do we bridge every new user's experience into something familiar. What I mean by that is there are a lot of gated experiences that have been offered over the past 2.5 years to new project entrants or potential participants in and through like offline and online activations. We actually had our own standalone exhibition app, which we have since deprecated. We set up like new exhibition apps for certain exhibitions, but It's not our main focus at the moment, but we do want to offer one unified experience between any campaign-based kind of activation, whether that's offline or online, with the real app and account creation. Yeah, and I think that's pretty much it. I hope that technical roadmap breakdown was sufficient or interesting to any listener out there. Looking forward to a lot of the changes. P5.js, so that was launched yesterday. Carter, maybe I think you were one of the earlier people within the DAO to see it. I wonder what your experience there was, or your experience so far, because I've seen you drop some comments as well on the P5 channel.
Yeah, I mean, us contributors were given a little bit of like an early access to it, I think a couple days beforehand, before we shared it with everyone. So I spent a good 45 minutes to an hour just really taking my time and looking at a lot of these works that have been created. And, you know, we chatted a little bit all together just about how we were seeing Botto create these artworks and what we thought about everything. And I'm quite impressed with more the like natural language part of it, being able to see Botto explain its artworks for itself without us needing to vote on it, I think is extremely impressive. And on that as well, something that is extremely fun with this experiment that we're doing with the labs is that Botto's able to understand our natural language as well and be able to take that as feedback. So that's been really fun to like understand, you know, how do I create these comments or these reviews or these thoughts that I have about these artworks and make them into a way that this machine will be able to understand and then improve its artworks later on in the future, that are not just based off of like a yes vote or a no vote. These are truly, truly based off of my comments and my words as a human being taken in to create feedback. And I think that way of giving Botto information and telling it what to do and maybe guiding it a little bit more in the direction that we want it to is kind of like never been done before in the sense of a truly AI artist like Botto is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that our ability to communicate to Botto in a much more free form manner of feedback, I think, is a very, very kind of like welcome addition to ways in which we interact with Botto. It still stays true to, you know, the concept of, I think, voting, and who says we wouldn't deviate into something beyond voting in the near future, or I don't know, right? And I think that's one of the key takeaways, I think, for a P5.js and this being a precursor to the lab, right? Like the lab allows us to explore how Botto learns new mediums and how it takes learnings from different modes of kind of like input and display all of output and how we interact with Botto more generally, right? I think that's enabling that in a very, very like in a sandbox environment, I think is incredibly flexible for us moving forward, right? That space to experiment is quite frankly crucial in determining, you know, the paths we take as a DAO and how we can help integrate a lot of new things, if not mediums or styles or whatever, to Botto and its practice. So if you haven't, you know, if you haven't participated yet or haven't tried out the app, if you just go to p5.botto.com, you'll be able to learn more about the whole how Botto is exploring P5.js and how we're helping Botto curate, or how we're curating feedback for Botto.
Mm-hmm. And I really do recommend that people take a look at like the about page as well and read the words that Botto has for us about this experiment. I think those are also some extremely powerful things in just Botto's lore in general and it being a little bit more autonomous. Yeah, highly recommend people read those.
Yeah, definitely. I think the about page honestly is very crucial to understanding or really getting it in one go. I think as well. I think the way in which a lot of it is phrased by Botto is also very interesting and quite frankly different from what I would have expected. So yeah, you definitely, Carter, you're right. Like, people should go and read it. Yeah. I think, can we confirm when the curation competition ends? I think by the time this is uploaded, it would have ended, right? Unless we get it uploaded on the day. I'm correct, it ends tomorrow. So a bit of a call out if you were going to submit something. I think today is the last day to submit, and voting will end, yeah, I see, tomorrow, March 22nd at 10 p.m. Central European time, so 5 p.m. Eastern time. Botto will also be at two events, at least two events, if I'm correct, Mika, in the next 2 months. Wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about that. If you're around, Mika. Okay.
Well, she gets back. Just a quick thing, remark on what you just said, Chubby. The curation competition, actually, the submission window ended yesterday. And The judge will be announced, I believe, by Parade shortly. And the voting or the selection of the winner will end by Friday.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for clarifying that, because I only saw the voting end time when I took it at face value. Mika is here, but yeah, she's facing
microphone issues. I'm here.
Hi. Hey, Mika.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, we're gonna be participating in a really cool exhibition at Loom Studio, which is immersive installation space in Tribeca. The event is curated by Super Rare, by Anne. And we're definitely going to get a lot of documentation of it, because it's going to be like Botto's artworks on six walls, I believe. And there's going to be some very big artists exhibiting along. So I know like X Copy and Emily Chi, to name a few. So we'll definitely be documenting and sharing back with everyone. And yeah, that's our big weekend. Cool.
I think we have, well, Simon's also going to be speaking at a non-fungible conference, isn't he? I don't know if that's, I think Botto was announced already. I'm not sure if I'm disclosing too much at this stage, Mika. Yeah. Don't want to step on Greta's toes here, but.
Simon will be speaking. And we have some more stuff in the works, some exciting stuff, but I guess we have to wait a little bit longer.
I hear you loud and clear. On, you know, speaking of works, one interesting thing, I think we have a DAO collectible coming in the next month, pending a DAO contract that we need to set up. But we will plug this in collectible form, and it's for the absurdism period. I won't reveal too much. I'll let Parad mention that in the coming few weeks. But I have seen the artwork. I won't say what it is, but it looks really cool. I think it's something a lot of us at the DAO would absolutely love to get our hands on. So that is also on its way. It's just a bit of an aside, but also something I'm very much looking forward to collecting. So just as a bit of a heads up, I won't reveal any more, but cool. We have also been more active on Warpcast, if I'm correct, Carter. You can give a quick rundown of the frames that everybody can interact with.
Yeah, for sure. So we have three different frames that we have been playing with. The first frame is the OG Botto frame, if we want to call it that. Essentially, we realized that Farcaster is a great place to reach out to some very crypto-minded folks in the space who might not necessarily know what Botto is, or have maybe heard about it, or but don't have access to Botto. And the first frame that we launched in frame one, I think what we're calling it as, is a way for people to simply just get an access pass to be able to vote on Botto. The access pass generates you about 100 VP a day, so about 700 VP a week, which is the exact same as a regular old OG access pass. And those live on the base network. So
it was also kind of our first exploration of playing with layer twos and understanding where Botto fits in all of that. So that's been a fun little journey and fun little exercise. Another thing that we've been exploring is our second frame, which is enabling people to vote on the leaderboard. So every Tuesday, our little ritual, or on Monday, sorry, our little ritual is that we all get together and we start voting on the top 15 fragments of the week's round to help decide which piece is going to be minted and sold on Super Rare the Wednesday after, getting my days all mixed up. But our second frame, or frame two, basically allows anyone on Farcaster with or without a VP, or with or without VP at all, to vote on the leaderboard on the top 15 fragments. And that so far has been super, super successful, and seeing people have conversations on Farcaster and Warpcast about what they're enjoying from Botto and what they're not enjoying from Botto. And our third frame is truly just an endless voting frame. You get in, you start looking at the post, and you start looking at the frame, and it is endless voting. So you can sit there for 10 minutes and vote, you can sit there for 2 minutes and vote, or you can sit there for 3 hours and vote endlessly on this frame. And that one's super fun because it's kind of just a meditative process of going through things and telling Botto yes or no. So it's a very unique experience to go through on Farcaster, and I think it's extremely native to the platform and extremely native to what Botto is and can do. So yeah, it's been fun to see people's reactions to it. We've gotten a lot of feedback from some people who work at Farcaster. So Dan, who DWR, who, you know, runs Farcaster, Jesse from Base has given us some great feedback about how the voting experience is and what we should be doing moving forward and everything. So it's a lot of these high profile people who are familiar with Botto but never had the opportunity or the chance to interact with it are now able to do that directly on Farcaster. And that's been a really fun thing to see and experiment with as well.
Yeah, I love the third version of the frame of the endless voting. I remember when we started initially testing it, and I actually just sat there on that like Warpcast kind of developer page where you can test each frame. And I think I sat there for like a good 20, 30 minutes just clicking left or right, up or down. But that's great. Yeah, I think you touched upon a very interesting point regarding, I guess, feedback from the likes of Dan and Jesse. And it's the way in which we employ VP natively on the platform, and one of the implications actually of bringing VP onto other platforms. I actually think I saw Zink mention interacting with decentralized front ends, right? I think the notion of VP being actually available on any form of front end, right? Imagine a 3D world or a 3D space or alternative, and like being able to vote in there versus being able to access your VP and spend your VP natively in the likes of Farcaster or Farcaster's frames or any other alternative you can actually think. That is something that we're looking to enable more midterm, right? So hopefully, you know, in the next couple of months, we'll begin seeing other ways to interact with Botto completely off platform as much as on platform, right? One platform being botto.com. But I think everyone gets the point. I also think it's one of those things that we should probably start discussing more properly as a DAO. But yeah, we're preparing for that. So we're very excited on that front. Yeah, I think we have one other thing to discuss, governance updates. There are three major BIPs, the LM BIP being one, which we can get into in a sec. We're looking to put that through to a vote sometime next week. There are clear disagreements from within the DAO, and that's okay, right? I think it is one of those parts of the process. And I think it's actually been through three different iterations now. So we should be looking to just put that to a vote. So we're targeting a scheduled snapshot running from Tuesday next week onwards. There is another BIP which likely needs to go through to snapshot imminently. I think Simon's on that one, which is the Invisible Alchemy BIP. I think that was published, correct me if I'm wrong, Carter, like on the Monday. I think, which is all about... I
can check really quickly for you.
Yeah, I think it was on the Monday. I wouldn't be surprised. But it's all about, you know, extending the Invisible Alchemy series to span the entirety of the 2024 calendar year. You're and then the... using Makerspace as a their concierge service to fulfill private sales of these of Botto's process, which is reflected through the Invisible Alchemy token. So I think it's something that I think Simon was looking for more feedback on. I think Ben passed an initial set of feedback to him. I'm not sure. I need to read up on that as well again. But I do encourage everybody to go check it, to go check out all the open proposals on either forum.botto.com or just natively on our Discord, and just check the governance topics section, specifically for the liquidity mining proposal. I think that one has a lot of heavy discussion on Discord. And one thing that we are also looking to craft and to put up in a forum proposal format is the new way in which VP generates, i.e. it resets every week. And I think I've mentioned this in a couple of town halls as well as async on Discord, just through a couple of chats. But I think that's really where I think that's looking to go through to a snapshot in the coming few weeks as well, after the DAO has kind of had opportunity to really discuss it. I see Sync's on stage. Hey, Sync, how you doing?
Hey, Tubi, how are you?
Yeah, well, good. How are you?
Good, good. Looking forward to the VP reset proposal. That's something that is awesome. I just wanted to chime in real quick on the liquidity mining thing. I just had a quick question to clarify. The protocol on liquidity, that's not staked in the rewards contract right now, is it?
It isn't, no.
I wanted to ask, as a potential, I'm just throwing this out there. I understand the proposal is going to go forward as it's currently written, but I just wanted to throw this out there as a potential, like, final compromise. It's because as the proposal is going to be put forward, it's going to extend the incentives October 2025, the caveat that potentially those incentives may be ended prematurely with a 3-month notice if for whatever reason the DAO feels it's appropriate. My question, or I'm just throwing this out there for reflection, instead of having that caveat, would it be possible to include as a compromise the idea that we will extend the incentives to October 2025, that'll be the final extension, and the protocol on liquidity will be staked in the contract to accrue a portion of those rewards through October 2025?
I mean, I can only speak for myself here. I think a lot of the discussion about liquidity mining in general, and I think I'm echoing Rarus's word here, where he quite literally called it a service, or I think somebody called it a service. And I think understanding it as a service is kind of like useful to like crystallizing thought process about the proposal that Ben put forth in general, but also, you know, I think the state of affairs and fairness of all this. I think specifically to what you've mentioned, Sync, I think what we currently face with this proposal, which I think has been dragging on for a number of months now, is it's a chicken or egg thing, right? Do we have all the protocol and liquidity solutions up in place prior to extending the liquidity mining program, or do we do that iteratively after extending the liquidity mining program, right? One, I think first thing to mention is there's no guarantee that this thing will even pass, right? It clearly seems quite contentious, and I see the internal disagreements within the DAO, and that's totally fine, and that's a healthy thing for us to navigate. But then secondly, and more to your point, if we understand it as a service, the DAO in essence is providing a service and not being compensated at all for its protocol and liquidity. So I see why you come up with that compromise. What I do think is that I think that it should be compensated. The DAO should be compensated for providing that protocol and liquidity. And as such, it should stake its portion into the liquidity mining contract. And I think immediately after the proposal, should it pass, the DAO should basically amplify or ramp up the way in which it builds up protocol and liquidity. I mean, for a very realistic take here is that there is no way that I think in the DAO in its current state can come up and mirror the current liquidity provided in and through the liquidity mining contract. I don't think that's feasible, not today at least. And I think that's what's making this BIP so contentious, because I think Rares has mentioned the notion of being liquidity trapped. And I don't think anybody likes that notion of being liquidity trapped. I think a lot of us are contending between whether we have enough liquidity just with Otto's existing protocol and liquidity or not. But I think directionally, we're all aligned that we need to build up more protocol and liquidity. And maybe what you just mentioned is a good compromise to extending the liquidity mining contract and keeping it open throughout the duration, right? As opposed to, you know, keeping it out in the open and, you know, potentially closing the liquidity mining contract with 3 months notice. I'm not against it. I think that optionality to be able to close a liquidity mining contract, personally, I find that pretty important. And, you know, I did see Encryptus mention that it's one of his like favorite ways of kind of like arguing for something. I think I'm paraphrasing him heavily here, just as a heads up. That quickness and nimbleness and that agility from what I wrote on the forum, I think is incredibly important. But yeah, I mean, that's my state. Well, that's my 2 cents here. I personally am in favor of Ben's proposal, because I think it puts us onto a path of far better sustainability down the road. I do hear everybody's concerns that like we need to have all those solutions in place, or we need to have a clear plan to implement solutions to increasing protocol and liquidity or liquidity alternatives. And we're working on that. Like, I'm personally working on that. But this also takes a bit of time, and it has been taking a bit of time. The immediate remedies here really are getting the DAO to provide more protocol and liquidity, which I believe Ben baked into this new BIP, which I think conveniently, you know, the 50 ETH plus equivalent BOTO. And I think that almost mirrors the quantity that we would have burned in BOTO this period had we kept the burn open, right? So you can see that I think directionally we are getting there. I think we probably would want to allocate more ETH into protocol and liquidity at a regular cadence. And I think that's something that can be immediately proposed. My honest opinion here, Sync, is that, you know, if you find that a fair compromise, I would say just write that BIP and we put it into a snapshot in the coming few weeks after. I think we probably want to move faster with all prospective protocol and liquidity solutions. What I would like to see, if you do intend on fitting that into a BIP sync, is maybe we, you can ping me and we can work together on this. We find a couple proposals to set up for increasing that protocol and liquidity on top of staking the DAO's protocol and liquidity into the liquidity mining contract. I don't know if that's helpful directionally for you or answered your question. I know I think I've gone off on a bit of a tangent, but hopefully it's helpful.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I think the consensus was, you know, when Ben's proposal goes up, that there's going to be a disclaimer at the top of it that says, you know.
Oh, yeah, that should be there for sure.
Yeah, but I was just thinking if it was agreeable to the both of you to include the idea that the DAO would stake its POL in the contract, that we could just scrap that open-endedness and just keep it to October 2025 with this proposal. That way we could then, that would, I think, get some people that are on the fence about this, maybe over the fence, but.
I mean, I'm not sure. I would err on the side of caution there, because I think the proposal has changed a couple of times. Not because I don't want the DAO staking protocol and liquidity in there. I absolutely think that the DAO should be staking its protocol and liquidity. And that's something that was initially a stance that I didn't believe in, I think, 3-4 months ago. And that's definitely changed on myself when I understand, you know, liquidity provision generally as a service, and it's rented liquidity irrespective. I think, you know, if my intention here is to lobby to get this BIP over the line, I would urge everybody who is considering on voting on this BIP to see this from a long-termist outlook, you know, and I I say that not because the alternative is short-termist, but more so because I do believe that implementing this is directionally the right path forward. And I think if we ever get to a stage where, you know, protocol and liquidity and or the liquidity alternatives are, that are in place, you know, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year from now, who knows, are a more than acceptable kind of measure for ensuring that nobody is, so to speak, liquidity trapped for Eric's concern, then, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be afraid of closing the liquidity mining contract. And that's why I think it was initially introduced. Yeah, like I would err on the side of caution from like changing this proposal again. We did mention that we were going to put it to a snapshot, I think, 2 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks ago before that. But discussions continued, and we saw it right to keep those discussions continuing. Otherwise, but I think, you know, the dust has kind of settled and we're okay to vote on it. But again, I think, like, I'm happy to DM with one another or hop into another call to see what we can do as a follow-up to this BIP. Because I think that's the most important signal to send, right? Like, worst case is this BIP passes and then nothing happens. And we're all scratching our heads like, what are we doing? That can't happen, and that shouldn't happen, and that won't happen. But, you know, it seems like you're one of the more proactive members discussing this within the DAO. So, like, you know, all hands on deck. I'd love your help.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Truby.
Yeah, no worries. Cool. Greg, I didn't see you in the audience. I just invited you up. But how are you doing, Greg? How are you doing, Greg? Or maybe you're not there, I don't know. Nice to see Caleb is in the call. Hey, Caleb in Space Ace. How you doing, guys? Yeah, I mean, like, happy to keep the town hall going, a bit of free-form discussion. Otherwise, I'm also okay to wrap this up and continue async. Vero, Mika, have I missed anything crucial for the town hall this week? I see Space Ace is typing as well.
I think it was great overall. A great product updates and great to touch up on the liquidity mining BIP.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay, cool. Let's wrap this up. We'll try deliver this on RSS, and that means Spotify and Apple Podcasts as usual as soon as possible. And yeah, otherwise we'll see you on Discord and talk again in 2 weeks or sooner. Appreciate everyone's time and thanks for tuning in. Take care, everyone. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.